For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and I'll be back next week. I'm filling in for my wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, today. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so thank you all for tuning in. It is always my honor and privilege to be here sharing with you the latest and greatest information related to health and wellness, and today is no exception. Today we're going to be talking about a very interesting form of exercise that's out there. I have the inventor and founder of a very unique exercise program called Cellercise, which utilizes some very interesting techniques and equipment to help support your body with exercise. And really, he's going to help us understand some concepts and break down some barriers and previous ideas that we all may have had regarding exercise. And of course, exercise is one of those issues that we all know we need to be doing more of, but most of us don't always find the time to do it. As a naturopathic doctor, it is always on the front of my mind to be discussing the importance of exercise with patients and, of course, to be trying to incorporate exercise into my daily life because of the values that I know it brings to my health. But there are always challenges. There's the challenges of what type of exercise. Of course, there's the boredom and the aversion that many people have to the gym culture that limits some people to finding exercise that they really like. And some people get lucky and love to play a certain sport that they engage in for a long period of time. Then there's the issue of time management. Where do we fit in exercise? I know with two small kids and three busy practices, a radio show, some consulting jobs, it's always hard to fit in my exercise. It's either going to have to be really early in the morning before the kids get up or late at night after they go to bed. And sometimes with everything else packed into the day, it seems hard to make time at either end for exercise. So what can we do? How can we maximize our time? How can we support our bodies? How can we improve the things that exercise helps our body to do, which is basically, you know, how does exercise help our body? Well, one thing, it helps to move our lymphatic system and lymphatic flow. And the lymph system is the part of our body that basically takes out the garbage. It's where all of the toxins, it's where all of the old cellular waste goes to be excreted from our system. Exercise also helps to build muscle. And muscle is a really important part of keeping ourselves strong. Building muscle keeps our hormone levels balanced. It keeps us supported as we get older and age. And exercise is really one of the things that we need to do to support ourselves as we get older, more so than almost anything else. I tell people if there's one, what I call panacea, or one thing that is a cure-all for all health issues, especially as you get older, it's exercise. Diet is really important, and nutrients and all of those things are really important, but exercise seems to be the key to keeping the body really healthy. We know that in older individuals, for a very long time, we believed that keeping our brain sharp had everything to do with keeping our mental activity up. So doing crossword puzzles, learning a new language, and engaging in classes were things that we thought really kept our brain working well and kept our memory and cognition sharp as we age, because we know that age-related cognitive declines are one of the most common things that people experience. And, of course, looking at the high rates of Alzheimer's disease and dementia, we know this is a big problem in our culture. Well, what research is actually telling us is that exercise is far more important than brain activity when it comes to keeping our brain sharp as we age. They'll take certain, I've seen numerous studies that take a group of older patients that are experiencing some cognitive declines associated with age. They take one group and have them do some cognitive exercises and some light stretching, and they take another group and have them do exercise. And the group that they have do exercise, miraculous things happen. Not only do the scores improve on their memory tests and their cognition tests and functioning of executive function, which is the ability to plan, focus, and concentrate, but when they actually image the brain, you see that the brain grows. They actually have more brain mass. The brain increases in size versus the group of participants who didn't do exercise and just did brain exercises and light stretching. That is remarkable, and the areas where the brain grows have everything to do with memory. And so why is exercise so important for keeping our brains healthy? Well, it has everything to do with blood flow, and it has everything to do with keeping our blood moving. When you exercise, of course, your heart pumps harder. The more your heart pumps, the more blood gets circulated. The more blood gets circulated, the more nutrients and oxygen that gets to your brain. And as we get older and our heart and our heart becomes less effective and we become move less and our muscles move less, we get effectively less blood flow to the brain, less nutrients, less oxygen. So exercise is the key factor in staving off the majority of age-related problems. And so it's very important for me to impress on people that they need to engage in some type of regular exercise on a very consistent basis, because that sets the foundation. And the earlier you set that foundation, the better results you're going to have. So if you are an avid exerciser from age 30 to into aging, you're going to be in better shape as you get older. If you start your exercise program when you're 75 and starting to have problems, what is the ability of your body to build muscle, lose fat, regenerate itself at 75 versus at 35? It's a lot less. So if you have somebody heading into the older years of their life, already having been engaged in active exercise programs that have been strengthening their muscles, they're heading into their elder years with more muscle mass, less body fat, bigger brains, and basically an edge up on their peers. If you don't start engaging in exercises until you're older, and that doesn't mean that starting an exercise program at 75, 80, 85, or 90 isn't useful, because it is. But if you don't start until then, you have less muscle mass, you have less capacity to build your body up than you did when you were younger. And it's the same thing, I would say, probably starting at about age 40. People really need to be considering a regular exercise program, because that's when things really seem to start to tank as far as our levels of growth hormone, our levels of sex hormones, the levels of hormones that are really important in maintaining muscle mass and decreasing body fat. So getting a regular exercise regimen underway is a really important thing to do. And we've talked about various different types of exercise programs on the show before. We've talked about interval training. We've talked about other forms of exercise regimens that are useful. We've talked about CrossFit. I mean, we've talked about a lot of different things, and I've introduced you to a lot of different things, and today is no different. Today is the Essentials of Healthy Living's radio show's ideal way of trying to expose you to as many different forms of exercise and fitness and health and wellness as we possibly can, hoping that one of them applies to you and resonates with you and gives you an effective tool for supporting your health in the long term. So today we're going to be talking about Cellercise, and I have on the phone with me today the founder and inventor of this program. David Hall is an international speaker who is responsible for reigniting the mini trampoline industry. He is a sought-after motivational speaker who for over 15 years has demonstrated his 10-minute per day program toward better health and fitness. Mr. Hall has appeared on a great many radio and TV broadcasts, oftentimes being asked to return. Some of the programs have asked Dr. Hall to sub on occasion. He's a very dynamic personality and a presence that you and all of our listening audience will hopefully enjoy. So, Mr. Hall, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Bezzaro. It's a great privilege and an honor, and thank you for taking an interest in our program. I want to qualify, unfortunately, I'm not a doctor, although I do work with doctors and health practitioners and have been for over 20 years all over the country. And I'm very grateful to be able to share some of the techniques and programs with your audience as to what they can do to literally discover what I consider the closest thing to the fountain of youth yet available.
Well, that's great to hear. David, if you could just start by, we have a few minutes left in this first segment, and I would love for you to just introduce Cellercise, you know, how it developed, where it came to be, and then in the following segments we'll really get into the science behind it, because there is a lot of science behind it, a lot of detail, a lot of the technology, a lot of the innovation, a lot of the results, a lot of the clinical outcomes, a lot of the phenomenal other aspects of it. But if you could just intro it in the rest of this segment, that would be great.
Well, I appreciate that. And if we look at what we have been taught to believe in exercise for many, many years, we've been taught to believe you have to tear down to build up, that you exercise every other day, that you do various different parts of the body one day and another part of the body the other day. The fitness industry has come out with a myriad of various different types of exercise equipment to answer various specific needs and or issues. We've been introduced to wedges, abdominal boards, rowers, ski toners, porta bike, fitness climbers, stair masters, health riders, Nordic tracks, Julian Airdynes, Life Cycle, Life Force, stomach crunches, thigh masters, ab blasters, Soloflex, treadmills, cyclones, body gyms, total gyms, torso track, Bowflex, gazelle, and the list goes on. And yet the very foundational principle upon which every single piece of exercise is based is exactly the same. They all work by applying weight or stress to a certain part or function of the body over and over until that part or function adapts by becoming stronger. Well, as long as we think in those terms, the fitness industry, frankly, is going to love it because there's a lot of body parts and functions that go around, which means that there's a lot of various different types of exercise equipment that can be produced and a lot of money to be made as a result of it. So every 6 months or so, we're being introduced to another piece of exercise equipment. Well, if we think in terms of what exercise really does, when you apply weight or stress to certain areas of the body, you're causing the cells of that area to expand and contract weight or stress against the cell membrane. In response, the body simply fortifies the membrane by strengthening it with more protein because it doesn't want to rupture. But cells don't care where the weight comes from. It doesn't care how sophisticated the equipment is. So with cellular size, we literally redefined exercise where instead of lifting weight away from gravity, which limits the effect only to the muscle doing the lifting, with cellular size, we're increasing the weight of gravity. And it's not just on one particular cell. It's on over 75 trillion cells over 100 times a minute. Dr. Passero, when I started getting involved with this program, I had no idea at the time the effect it was going to have on my personal body or the tens of thousands of other people that we've been working with all over the country in different parts of the world. But within 1 month of bouncing up and down and doing some different specific movements, I dropped a belt notch. My arms were bigger. People were asking, are you lifting weights? Within 6 months, I had a whole different physique. And so after 3 years of being invited to speak before different organizations to let people know and share with them a 10-minute-a-day routine that would strengthen all your muscles throughout the entire body, reduce body fat, firm the legs, thighs, hips, and buttocks, strengthen arms, increase agility, improve balance, rhythm, timing, dexterity, hand-eye coordination, provide an aerobic activity for your cardiovascular system, rejuvenate your body when you are tired, that, yes, stimulated up to 90% of your brain activity, enormous amounts of brain activity, that would create a vacuum system of suction with just in a few minutes that would improve lymphatic flow or your immune system. I'll get on my cellularizer, and I'm only on for about 2 to 3 minutes, and I notice the puffiness around the eyes just disappear because it's getting the fluid moving again. The blood flow, the circulation, when you have 75 trillion cells flexing 100 times a minute, you have a lot of body parts and functions, every body part and function, working collectively together as a whole body exercise. And so in my case, it changed my entire physical health. It changed my body. We've got women who have gotten rid of cellulite in as little as 2 to 3 weeks doing what I call the Jamba Run. That has caught a lot of attention. Dr. John Gray, a customer of mine for over 60 years, the author of Men from Mars, Women from Venus, wonderful, wonderful person, actually took one look at my Jamba Run. He said, David, that's so intense, it'll probably grow new capillaries. And that's probably exactly what it did. But we have a program that addresses knee problems, hip problems, back problems, obesity. I mean, when you've got 75 trillion cells flexing 100 times a minute instead of a few muscle groups, you can burn a lot of calories.
All right. Well,
digestion elimination process. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, David, I'm excited to learn about it. So when we come back from the break, I'd love for you to discuss it more. Get us into the science. Help us understand how this works because, you know, to be honest, any 10-minute-a-day program that can do all these things, it just sounds too good to be true. So we're going to have to understand a little bit more about what's going on, how cellular size works, how it's different, the concept behind it. And I know a little bit about it because I've been doing a little bit of research in preparation for the show, and I definitely encourage people to learn more, to go to the Cellular Size website, which is www.cellularcise.com. And, David, you do have a great array of very well-produced videos on there that can help people understand a little bit more about the exercise, what it is, and how it works. And I thought it was all very quite interesting. So when we come back from the break, David, I'd like for you to explain a little bit more about this exercise program, how it works, why it works, and how we can do something for as little as 10 minutes a day and get significant results. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Becerro, and as always, it is an honor and a privilege to be here with you today. Hope you all are enjoying the show. We're talking about a very unique form of exercise, and this is our effort at the Essentials of Healthy Living and the Village Green Apothecary to bring to you different ways to stay healthy. As I talked about in the last segment, we've discussed many different forms of exercise, exercise regimens, different types of ways of exercising, interval training. We've had many different kinds of personal trainers and exercise gurus on the show today. On the show before, and today we have another person on. David Hall is an international speaker responsible for reigniting the mini trampoline industry. He's a sought-after motivational speaker who, for over 15 years, has demonstrated his 10-minute-per-day program toward better health and fitness. And so David is talking to us about Cellarcise, which is the exercise program that he developed to really help work on the cellular level, which is a lot different than most other exercise programs. So, David, I am clearly not the expert in this exercise regimen, so I would love for you to explain to people how does Cellarcise and the activities that you do during this exercise regimen different from traditional exercise, and how is it possible that this type of exercise can get you results in as little as 10 minutes a day?
Thank you, Dr. Becerro. Let's look at typical exercise. If I took 20 or 30% more weight and I applied it to the bicep by doing curls and I lifted that weight away from gravity over and over, and let's say I did 100 reps a minute, if I could, and I did that for 10 solid minutes, nobody would argue if you could do it. That's a great exercise for your bicep. But now you've got to do the other one and all the other different muscle groups. That's where Cellarcise is different. See, instead of applying that 20, 30, or 40% more weight 100 times a minute on the bicep, when you move up and down on a Cellarciser, every time you come down at the bottom of the bounce, you have 20, 30, 40, 50% more weight over 100 times a minute on every single cell membrane as it decelerates and then accelerates again. The dynamic of that movement up and down applies weight to every muscle, bone, connective tissue, ligament, tendon, skin. I had a lady call me up, beautiful testimony. She said, David, I saved $7,000 on a facelift because collagen is a protein fiber. And so when you're moving up and down, oh, another one. I'll come back to that. Another lady wrote me a beautiful testimony. She said, David, as I was hitting midlife, I felt like everything was headed south. She says, now that I've been celibatizing, I feel like everything's headed north again. And there's some truth to that. You see, anywhere in the world, when a baby first stands up in a crib, they have a tendency instinctively to hold on to the bar of the crib and bounce up and down, don't they? It's instinctive. They're not born with balance, rhythm, timing, dexterity, hand-eye coordination. We're not born with those abilities. They're physiological functions. They have to be challenged in order to achieve them. Well, that's where celibacy comes in. You see, a baby jumps up and down in the crib. When they get out of the crib, they graduate. Now they want to jump up and down on the couch or the bed. We generally kick them off. And I tell people, we knew better. Not only would we allow the child to do it, we'd be up there doing it with them. Because these functions of balance, rhythm, timing, dexterity, hand-eye coordination are being stimulated and challenged through these different movements. We kick them off the couch or the bed, they begin to dance. You look at young people anywhere in the world, when they're dancing, they're bouncing up and down. You see it in cultures all over the world. But in our culture, most people get to a certain age, and they stop bouncing up and down, which means the circulation isn't flowing as well. They're not putting weight on the internal organs. The connective tissue surrounding them gets weak. Gravity is always pulling down. Everything starts to settle. We get less circulation between the bones and the joints and less stimulation in the lymphatic systems. And so everything starts to fall. One of the reasons boxers do a lot of jump roping is to help strengthen the internal organs and connective tissue surrounding them. So when they get hit in the head, the brain isn't loose up there. If it's loose, it crashes against the skull and you get a knockout. Well, the movement up and down helps to tighten and tone everything from the inside out. And so with typical exercise, we are generally working one part of the body and then another part and then another part. With celibacy, you don't have an option. As you're moving up and down, you are putting weight on the entire body. You are either going to start to get shorter and shorter, which you don't, or you're going to have to start to get stronger and stronger. But the increase of weight is not limited. It's on everything. And so we're talking, again, bones, muscles, connective tissue, skin, collagen. But the movement up and down also increases an enormous amount of circulation in a totally balanced state. Now, you go to YouTube, and I was in front of several thousand people a while back where I invited from the audience and a bodybuilder or martial artist and a yoga instructor. Now, those are great modalities, nothing against them. But virtually with any form of exercise, you're never really working in a totally balanced state. You work one part, then another part, then another part. And in yoga, balance is, in all these modalities, balance is very important. So I had him come up on stage, and you look it up under Dave Hall and Celibacy on YouTube, or go to our website. I think we have a link to it. And I brought him up on stage, and I challenged them in their strength and balance. And they all failed. And then I then got him on the Celibacizer for just 2 to 3 minutes. I challenged them again. It blew them and the audience away. The competitive advantage that you get when you celibacize for any athletic sports or for any age is enormous. I met with the SWAT team in North Las Vegas and taught them about celibacy. Every SWAT member there ended up starting to celibacize because of the distinct advantage you have when you're exercising in a balanced state. You're stronger. You're more balanced than the average person. Over 90% of everybody I test is walking around with many imbalances in the body. And when you get on a celibacizer and you start to move up and down, those balances go away. And it's not age-related. It's something that occurs within all of us. But celibacy can be utilized by any age. We're not limited. If we want to work with children, great. Help them learn balance, rhythm, timing, dexterity, their hand-eye coordination skills, and their ability to use the brain function. You're talking about brain activity. Your brain is being stimulated every time you move up and down on a celibacizer. And that increase of stimulation can help you learn faster and retain longer. And we've done numerous tests on people that have been able to do this. Children that have had dyslexia have been able to retrain the brain while they're bouncing them down on a accelerometer. That's enormous. We've had athletes. I taught a wrestler here in my local town about accelerometer. He went on to win state. He won state. How do you throw somebody off balance when they are exercising in a totally balanced state? You see, there's different movements you can do on the accelerometer to affect different areas of the body, but the entire body is still involved with the exercise. When I do my lectures, I ask people, what form of exercise can claim to be an isometric for toning, an isotonic for building, a calisthenic for targeting, an aerobic for conditioning, a flexibility program, all at the same time, all within 10 minutes a day, and there's nothing out there that can claim that, but Cellarsize can. You see, when I get on the Cellarsizer, here's my routine. I get on the Cellarsizer for first 2 to 3 minutes, I'm gently moving up and down. The gentle movement up and down is the wake-up call for the body every morning. The thyroid, the adrenals, the endocrine system, the liver, kidney, spleen, gallbladder, pancreas, they are all gently being massaged, expanding and contracting over 100 times a minute. The movement up and down is opening up the lymphatic and the circulatory systems. In 2 to 3 minutes, I'm wide awake. I've stimulated everything. I've given my body the wake-up call that it needs for the rest of the day, and you're going to feel great. After those first 2 to 3 minutes, then I do my different movements. Digestion elimination processes are critical for good health, as you know. And we're told up to 80% of Americans have got poor digestion elimination processes, and we have so many illnesses that occur as a result of that. So part of my program is to get on the Cellarsizer, spread the feet apart a little bit, lift the heels up and down, and do a gentle twist. Think about this. As you're gently moving up and down and gently twisting, you're massaging. You're putting a colon in your intestines through a little washing machine every day. That helps to improve digestion elimination processes. As I'm moving up and down and doing the gentle twist, I'm taking the liver, kidney, spleen, gallbladder, pancreas, and the adrenals, and I'm massaging those as well to improve immune system and internal functions. Most people, after they've begun Cellarsizing, within 2 to 3 weeks, they feel like a different person. It also loosens the lower back. We're told up to 80% of Americans are going to have lower back problems to contend with. The gentle movement helps to increase circulation to the disc. Now, keep in mind, again, when we're moving up and down, we are creating a vacuum system of suction in the lymphatic system, which holds a negative pressure. So movement up and down causes millions of one-way valves to start pumping. They start circulating. It's fun because when I am in front of an audience and there's somebody that's got a cold or an allergy, I'll often have them come up on stage, and I'll have them start to bounce up and down. And within 2 to 3 minutes, it's completely clear. Now, they may have a runny nose, but the movement up and down has broken up the blockages. It's opened up the circulatory system, the lymphatic system. And that helps to improve the efficiency of the body to adapt and do its job more effectively. So we've got these various different movements. If there's knee problems, I do the Jamba Run. The Jamba Run is so incredibly intense. I don't know of any aerobic activities that works more effectively. We want to lose weight. We want to use the biggest muscles of the body. The biggest muscles of the body have the greatest demand. They give us the fastest results. If you, in every, your listening audience can do this right now. If you stand up and spread your feet apart a little bit, take your hands, put them on top of your thigh, squeeze the muscle of the thigh, and while you're standing there, bend at the knee. Keep your back straight. Bend at the knee. And you will feel how tight the thigh muscles are. They're working. Now, as you continue to hold on to those muscles, bend forward, lean forward, and feel how soft the muscle gets. Well, football players do something similar. They do what's called the football run. But they lean forward, which takes the weight off of the thigh, puts it on the back. The back's not doing anything. They get up on the balls of their feet, and they run really, really fast right next to the ground. Well, when you get up on the balls of the feet, you take even more weight off the thigh. On a Cellarsizer, and you have to do it on a Cellarsizer, you can't do it on virtually anything else, and you certainly don't want to do it on the ground. But when you get on a Cellarsizer, You spread your feet apart, bend it, then you keep your back straight, your feet flat. You run as fast as you can, pushing down into the mat. You're not even lifting your feet up off the mat. You won't last 20 seconds without feeling the burn. But when we got rid of their cellulite in 2 to 3 weeks, we're doing repetitions of that move, 20 minutes a night watching Friends on TV. That's crazy, but it's very effective, and it will strengthen the knees. People that have knee problems, hip problems, back problems, shoulder problems, often the problem is in either an injury or weaknesses in the supporting muscles and ligaments around the joint. So we address the supporting muscles and ligaments first, and very often they don't need surgeries. Very often the problem just goes away. I took a gentleman, his name's Robert Jan, wonderful guy, great athlete. And when I had met him, his knees were not working too well. His back was a mess. He was a little frustrated because he couldn't compete. He wasn't able to compete. He had been competing since the 70s as a semi-professional athlete, numerous awards. I worked with him for probably about an hour and taught him the various different techniques on the solitizer. He took those techniques, applied them. 3.5 months later, he goes out for the Senior Games Pentathlon, and he wins first place in all of North America. He's considered the best on the continent. In his 60s, he leg pressed 880 pounds. He calls me, and he writes me beautiful testimonials, but he wrote me one where he says, David, it has been positively miraculous, the influence that your trampoline has had on my body.
So
I tried every strength, Pilates, stretching routine available. Nothing like your tramp has helped me to get my muscle and joint health back. Helen, his wife. Helen and I are sold on what you created.
Well, thank you so much, David, for introducing that. What I want to do right now is, you know, we're going to take a break, and I think what's important for people to understand is, you know, to have some sort of exercise regimen that offers some resistance type training to, you know, without having to push weights around, I think is really important because it offers a level of safety for people to have when it comes to getting back into exercise, because as many people who haven't been exercising regularly are very deconditioned, and just getting back into the gym and trying traditional resistance type training can oftentimes lead to injury. So anytime I come across an exercise program that offers muscle building along with some cardiovascular strengthening that does it in a way that really minimizes the chance of injury, I'm always very, very interested, because most of the people coming into me aren't on an exercise regimen when they come in, and they've been very deconditioned. So now when we come back from the break, David, I want you to talk a little bit more about what's different about your trampoline, because I know there's a lot of people out there who have bought into the craze of rebounders. They know it's good for the lymphatic system. You know, they've worked with it. They're maybe hearing what you're saying, and they're thinking they need to get back on their rebounder. But I know that there's a lot of innovation and technology in your trampoline that's very different from a cheap little mini trampoline or rebounder that you can buy. And I really want you to explain that to people, because that really is, I think, some of the most important aspects of why the cellular size activities work so well. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you the latest and greatest related to health and wellness. So today we're talking with David Hall, the founder and inventor of CellerSize, which is a very unique exercise program utilizing a trampoline-based model to help support your body. And we've been talking about some of it, how it works in the last segment. David, you did a great job explaining some of the great benefits, talking about the testimonials. And I think from my perspective as a healthcare provider, the idea of trampolines and the classic idea of rebounders and this way of engaging in movement, I think is really quite interesting and fascinating. We know that these ideas of rebounders, and in this segment, it's really important that you listen, because what we're going to be talking about, what David's going to be explaining clearly, is the difference between the CellerSize trampoline and a classic rebounder, and there is a huge difference between the two, and it is that difference, I think, that really makes the CellerSize exercise program far more effective than anything anybody's tried on a classic rebounder. But the idea of using the body to bounce gently up and down in many different ways, we know it has a lot of effects. Number one, it does help move lymphatic tissue. And as I talked about, the lymph is sort of the garbage system, the sewer system of the body. It's where most of the waste goes and how our body eliminates things. So getting lymphatic tissue moving is really important. Also, using the trampoline or the bouncing allows you to take advantage of gravity and basically multiplying that force of gravity. And as David has explained, you're not isolating that force of gravity to one specific muscle like you're doing when you're lifting or doing a bicep curl or doing a leg press or doing a bench press. When you're bouncing on a trampoline or doing some type of exercise like that, you're increasing the force of gravity on every single cell of your body at the same time, and you're doing it in a very gentle way. And you have your inherent ability to decide how high you want to bounce, how intense you want to do it, based on what you're comfortable with, which is your body's own feedback system to help you prevent injury. And that's what I love about any type of exercise program that allows you to get muscle building, to get cardio activity that's simple, that's easy, that's not super expensive, that reduces the risk of injury. Because one of the things that I have seen and mistakes I learned early in my career was that I had deconditioned people coming into my office, and I encouraged them and impressed upon them the importance of exercise and getting in shape. They would go out and go to a gym, sign up for a membership, and engage with a personal trainer, or just start pushing around weights on their own. And invariably, I saw so many people get hurt. And I saw so many people get injuries because they were deconditioned and they started using weights, which have a lot of potential for injury based on how you use them. They can fall this way, they can fall that way. You can have bad mechanics, pick up a weight too heavy, have an old injury that if you exacerbate it on a machine in just the right way, you create a problem. So any type of exercise program that I believe is safer and less likely to cause injury, I think is really important. In addition, one of the things that I always learned and one of the things that we knew in school was using even things like one of those bouncy balls that you sit on, just gently bouncing up and down. What this does is this moves your spine up and down. And when you move your spine up and down, it actually starts to massage the discs in between your spine. And massaging those discs helps bring nutrients in and waste products out and keep those discs nice and healthy. We know that the majority of people that deal with back problems deal with it because of disc degeneration or disc problems. And doing just gentle bouncing activity like you might do on one of those balls while sitting or on a trampoline or rebounder while bouncing creates a lot of blood flow and a lot of this sort of suction and a lot of unique amount of activity on those discs, which you can't really get in many other ways. So it offers, from what I understand from a medical standpoint, many different benefits on the body from a health perspective. And, you know, what David has developed is this exercise routine that is done in combination with this specially designed trampoline to basically enhance the effects of this lymphatic flow and impact on your discs and your spine, and actually take it to another level of really working on muscle building, improving balance, dexterity, improving blood flow, the cardio aspect of it. And then clearly, David, it sounds like you've developed many different programs that isolate different areas of the body. If somebody has knee problems, back problems, headaches, whatever it might be, there may be certain exercises that isolate those specific issues. Now, before we talk about it, I think it is, as I talked about at the beginning of the segment, really important that people understand the difference between a classic $30 rebounder that they buy somewhere or a mini trampoline and the trampoline that you've developed in the Seller Size program. So please help us. What have you innovated? What have you done? How have you improved upon the classic mini trampoline in the Seller Size equipment?
Thank you, Dr. Pizarro. And yes, one works, one doesn't. That's the bottom line. And I can explain a little bit more as to the detail. It was offered nearly half a dozen infomercials by some pretty big name companies. But one of the things I would not do is compromise the integrity of the product. When I first entered the industry back in the early 90s, even before that, virtually every mini trampoline company out there was producing little tube springs. And those little tube springs were the same diameter all the way across. The spring would stretch a little bit, and then it would come to an abrupt stop or jar. That jarring effect was so severe it would often break the spring, but it could also damage the person using it. In 1995, when I'd already introduced the tapered spring design, my dad started to use a typical rebounder and was doing some of my exercises. Within 1 month of using that, he had put a bone fragment into a nerve in his lower back. He was permanently disabled. And, that has been part of my motivation, is to help people understand the difference. In the early 90s, I introduced a jumbo barreled spring. And that was a spring that had a larger diameter in the middle of the spring, and then it would gradually taper. It allowed the body to gently decelerate and accelerate without ever coming to an abrupt stop or jar. The problem being is that after I introduced that, virtually everybody else started coming out with jumbo barrel springs. And the problem was in the steel in the spring. You see, when the steel in the spring is too weak, it doesn't have lift. You can sink, they're too soft, and your feet can pronate. And when the feet pronate in the middle of the mat, that leads to ankle problems, knee problems, and lower back problems. There's some companies out there that use bungee cords or rubber bands, same principle. Rubber bands, when they warm up, become very sluggish, very soft. They can exacerbate the pronating, and they can cause your ankle and your feet to roll on you, and it can be very damaging. With the Cellulizer, we then introduced the triple-tiered tapered spring. We're the only ones in the world that do it. It's a patented spring design. It has a larger diameter in the middle of the spring where it stretches from first, and then it has a ridge and a taper so that it can graduate to the next section, and then before the last two coils, we have another ridge and a taper. And what that does is it helps focus the weight toward the center of the spring first. Now, if somebody's 100 pounds or they're not jumping very hard or high, they don't need the whole spring. They only need that portion of the spring that's going to give them the support they need for that particular movement or the height of the jump. And so that's what the triple-tiered tapered spring does, is it helps to provide the support that a person needs for the movement up and down to create the G-forces, but without ever coming to an abrupt stop or jar at the bottom of the bounce. So what you have, what you have in essence is the body is accelerating and decelerating with G-forces and pumping all at the same time. So if you're doing that, you're absolutely right. The fluid movement up and down through the body is you moving up and down through the body, and the lymphatic system, the negative pressure it holds, creates a vacuum system of suction. The different movements that we teach can address specific issues, and there's many different approaches for people of all ages and all kinds of conditions. We had a lady who was in a wheelchair with multiple sclerosis. She was up and walking within just, I believe it was a month, and could not believe the difference. We've had numerous. I could go on and on. We've got thousands.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the interesting thing about certain chronic health conditions. A lot of them make it very difficult to engage in movement. But when we actually look at what happens when people move, we know that the outcomes usually improve. So people with rheumatoid arthritis or even people with osteoarthritis in the knee, their bone-on-bone knee, and it hurts really bad, or they have rheumatoid arthritis and their joints ache. But we know if those people move on a regular basis, they feel better and they report less pain when we follow up with them. And these have all been clinically documented in study after study after study. The problem is, number one, how do you get people engaged in an exercise program that is comfortable for them, that isn't too hard or too difficult? And, you know, how do you do something that's relatively low impact? If they have a lot of knee or ankle pain, even walking may be a little bit too impactful for them. So using something, you know, a lot of times I'll recommend people start with pool work. But pools have other issues because they're sometimes difficult to access. Some people are sensitive to the chemicals in pools. Some people are uncomfortable with swimming. It's a process where you have to go somewhere, you have to get wet, you have to dry off. It's a little bit of an investment, but it does help you have a sort of very low impact type of exercise program. I think what's interesting to me about the cellar size program is that, you know, you're using the mini trampoline to create a very low impact, so it sounds like it's very kind to the joints, and it sounds like the innovations that you've made on the trampoline regarding the spring design, you know, really takes into consideration how to minimize injury and support the body. And I know I was on a vacation, you know, about 2 months ago, and we took the kids to a little indoor trampoline park. And I don't have lower back problems, but I bounced on a few of those trampolines, and you know, I guarantee they weren't designed to not decelerate. And my low back was hurting, you know, almost instantly. And I don't think I've ever had low back pain ever in my life, a little inkling of it. And I was amazed at also hearing how many people can injure themselves on trampolines in the low back if they don't do it properly. So making sure that you're on a trampoline that's designed specifically to support and not injure the body, I think, is really important.
And we've got a newer DVD. It's called Cellar Size, the Ultimate Exercise, which has a personal trainer section in there and a drop-down menu that shows many of the different techniques, some of them I've been teaching for nearly 20 years, that are designed for specifics. For example, the back, there's some great techniques designed to open up the vertebrae and increase circulation to the disc, what we call imbibition or imbibing the disc, with synovial fluid. Now, that's something most people don't even know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're doing these different movements, they're very gentle. It can start with as simple as standing on the solarizer, spreading the feet apart a little bit, and rocking from the right foot over to the left foot. You're completely on the mat.
Mm-hmm.
You rock left to right, left to right. Your hips drop into the mat, but the gentle movement left to right helps to pump and increase circulation, which is critical. That circulation helps to improve you know, all kinds of body parts, conditions, healing, therapy, rehabilitation, et cetera.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just want to share with people, I mean, the whole reason why we have David on the phone with us today discussing cellar size is because the owner of the Village Green, the sponsor of the radio show, has been using the cellar size trampoline for over 15 years as his main form of exercise. Every single morning for 15 minutes, he does his cellar size exercise and absolutely raves about it. And, you know, was talking to me about, you know, I said, well, how are we getting introduced to cellar size? How is this a topic on the radio show? And he explained to me his personal experience with it and explained to me clearly the difference he had had when he put a cellar size trampoline next to a rebounder trampoline, a more classic cheap one, and said it's just a world of difference. You can't even believe how different these two pieces of equipment are. And it's been really impactful for his life. So that's what we do here at the show. We try and bring to you the things that we feel are really useful in our lives, things that we know have helped many people, including sometimes myself. Dana Lake has shared many experiences and things that have helped her. And this is another example of somebody, you know, involved with the show that's had a great experience with cellar size. Now, to learn more, you can go to www.cellarsize.com, CellerSize, and if you type in the promo code Village Green, I believe, are you offering any sort of discount or anything, David, for listeners today?
Yes, if they type in Village Green under the code, and there's a little area on our website that they'll be able to do that. they will get the $40 DVD with the purchase of any psilocybin at no additional charge.
That's great. So that's a $40 value. So when we come back from the break, David, I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about some specific conditions, some of the things that people have had the most success with when using psilocybin, some, you know, the common conditions and some of the testimonials that people share with you where how well they do with this exercise program. So this is Dr. Kevin Fusaro with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been a world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Fusaro, and as always, it is an honor and privilege to be here. Today, we've been talking about Cellarcise, which is an exercise program founded and developed by David Hall, an international speaker responsible for reigniting the mini trampoline industry. And hopefully, you've learned a lot today. I'm excited. I'm really interested. He certainly piqued my interest. I didn't know much about Cellarcise before I found out I was going to have you on the show today, David. And doing the research pre-show and talking with you today, I think I'm pretty much ready to buy one and put it in my house and start experimenting and working with it. I think it sounds like a really interesting form of exercise that's gentle, that's easy, that supports my body in many different ways. I'm an avid exerciser, an avid cyclist. I stay and try and stay in very good shape, but this is a type of exercise that sounds very different, a lot more nurturing to my body than the other forms of exercise I've been doing, which will continue to be important for me, but this sounds like a really unique way to augment that. If you've been listening to the show and are interested, we're doing a promo. If you log on to www.cellarcise.com, CellerCise.com, and you type in the promo code Village Green, you get a free $40 DVD with your order of a Cellarcise mini trampoline. So please take advantage of that. That will be only offered for a limited time. So, David, in this last segment, we really don't have a lot of time, just about 3 or 4 minutes. I'd love for you to talk about some of the more powerful testimonials and conditions, some of the, you know, let people out there know what can this form of exercise really help? What are some of the most powerful stories you hear?
Thank you. And there's so many stories. I had a lady who had migraine headaches since 1958. Nothing would help her. She calls me up after I was on a radio program and says, can I use it? I say, can you walk? She says, well, not really. I'm on IV medications. I'm in bed. I have a tremor disease. I can't even hold a glass of water steady. I said, well, you might need some help getting on and off of it. We have a balance bar you can hold on to for security while you get started. And I didn't hear from her for 3.5 months. And I get a two-page handwritten letter, phenomenal letter, explaining how for the first time since 1958, she's totally off all medications. She's totally migraine-free. Her tremor disease is gone. For the first time in 4 years, she's able to paint again. She just praises the Lord over and over and thanks him for me. Well, the movement up and down is what opens up circulation. And when your circulation improves, your body functions and parts start to improve more as well. And if your cells are stronger and healthier and working more efficiently, which is what cellular size is all about, your body parts and functions can do the same thing. Lady wrote me a beautiful testimonial. She said, since mid-August, I've been consistently jumping from an average of 15 to 30 minutes a day. I use a timer and track my minutes for morning, afternoon, and evening jumps. I had the test for osteoporosis done last July, and my T-score was negative 3.1, which meant I had osteoporosis. I just had the test redone in mid-April. My T-score had improved to negative 1.7, into the range of osteopenia. Doctors say you can't improve your score, and even alternative medical professionals usually say the score can only be improved by 0.2 or 0.3 if you're lucky. I just improved mine 1.4 points in less than 9 months, a 45% improvement, and I've been tracking my T-score since January of 2000. This is the best score I've ever had. You know, it's weight-bearing on the, it helps promote osteoblastic activity. We had a lady who got on the cellulosizer. She also heard me on the radio. A few months after she'd been on the cellulosizer, she calls up the Seattle Times newspaper, and she says, you've got to get this information out to the public. Seattle Times had no idea what cellulosizer was. They hadn't heard of it, but they asked her, how old are you? And Ruth Mary says, well, I'm 94. They said, where do you live? So they went and they did an interview with her on her cellulosizer, put her on the front cover of Section E of the Seattle Times newspaper, 94 years of age, and she sends me a copy of the article with a letter. She says, David, I really think this saved my life. And she explains why. And then she goes on to say that since the printing of the article, the Seattle Times has had more requests for copies and duplications of that article than of any other article that they've ever printed. It doesn't, you know, the list goes on and on. Fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, wonderful results from people that have been using it. Weight loss, stress reduction. You look at a baby when they're fussy, instinctively a mom takes a baby, puts them over their shoulder, and gently bounces the baby up and down, and the baby relaxes.
Yeah.
Well we're
certainly
put over somebody's shoulder.
Sure.
Get on a cellulosizer for 2 to 3 minutes.
It certainly makes sense that it may do more than just build muscle, considering the idea that this type of movement is known to move lymphatic tissue and to support aspects of health in many other different ways than traditional exercise. So, you know, David, I applaud you for being a pioneer in the industry. I applaud you for keeping your integrity intact and not taking advantage of some of the, I'm sure, big money infomercial deals that would have required you to produce a much cheaper type of trampoline, but I'm sure sell a lot more of them. I applaud you for being passionate about spreading the word about health and wellness and revolutionizing exercise. And it's great to have people like you in the world sharing these ideas. For people that are interested in the Cellulosize program, I encourage you to visit the Cellulosize website, www.cellulosize.com. David has a wonderful group of very nicely produced videos that explain and demo the use of the product, how it works, why it works, and some of the other benefits we've talked about. And again, for a limited time, if you type in the promo code VillageGreen, you get a $40 DVD for absolutely free, included with the purchase of a Cellulosize trampoline. So, David, we've got to sign out. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today. Really appreciate your wisdom and expertise and willingness to share.
It's been a great honor being on your program. Thank you, Dr. Pissarro, very much.
You're welcome. All right, everybody, that wraps it up for the Essentials of Healthy Living for this week. I will be your host next week, so don't forget to tune in Sunday from 10 to 11. We'll have another great show lined up for you related to health and wellness. So, this is Dr. Kevin Pissarro wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.